It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. We'd like to welcome our Concert Club members who are here. Our engineers this afternoon, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. We have our multimedia crew intact here with Gabriel Perez, Eddie Gasper, and Andrea Garcia. And a great big thanks to our producer, Deidre Gott, who makes all of this possible by booking live music here in Studio 1A. We're pleased today to have the Bacon Brothers. You might be familiar with Michael Bacon, who is a Emmy-winning composer and does stuff in films. And his brother, Kevin, does a little work in films as well. And they've been playing together for pretty much their whole life. And they have 8 albums out, of which the newest one, which is self-titled, was released just last week. And they're currently on tour and coming through Central Texas. So welcome, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Before we get started, could you introduce the guys in the band? Because I know they've been with you for a while.
Yes, absolutely. Over here on guitars is Ira Siegel from New Jersey. On bass, Paul Gazzone. On drums, Frank Filardi. And Joe Manona on the keys.
So, Bacon Brothers, what tune would you like to start off with?
We're going to play a song called SoCal Smooth, parentheses, Shaken. Or it's either Shaken, parentheses, SoCal Smooth. I'm not sure. But I've written a lot of, like, I hate L.A. Songs. And the very first L.A. song I wrote was called City of Fear, just to give you an idea. And then finally, I kind of started to like L.A., so this is the closest I've come to an I Love L.A. song. But it's also about earthquakes and anxiety, so you figure that out. Goes like this.
Southern California shakes and it's no one's fault but St. Andreas. When you're losing, them's the bricks. I shook that Northridge night away as we all surf the parking lot with asphalt buckling boiling hot. Is it real or is it not? Is this the real or is it not? But everything is so sun and bougainvillea. Unlock your love and let them steal. Unlock your love, let them steal you. Everything is so cast smooth. Touch that sign now down in K-Town and up in Frogtown. I'm driving past to the store in my electric car. You catch me on the 405 and Mother Island Drive and in my crack of dawn there. I can't stop shaking. Now, now, I got the shake, the shake, the shake. I can't stop shaking.
We're here this afternoon with the Bacon Brothers live in Studio 1A. They're playing at Green Hall tomorrow night as their kind of only Central Texas stop, but they'll be in Dallas and Houston along the way as well. So you guys grew up in Philadelphia and grew up playing music together and decided to do it as a project about 20 years ago. Was there something, what prompted that decision to let's go out and do this?
Well, really, it had to do with Philadelphia. We grew up there, and one of the kids from around the block, his parents became Electric Factory Concerts, which was one of the biggest promoters in the East Coast. And he ended up working at a club in Philly called TLA and asked us if we wanted to play because we've been doing demos and sending in the demos of songs written. So we kind of looked at each other and said, okay. So I asked some really old friends of mine, Paul being one of them, who played our very, very first gig with us in 25 years ago or something like that. And another guy, and we rehearsed, and we did some covers, and we did some old songs, we did some new songs, and we played, and Kevin was kind of shocked that it went so well. And I knew he'd be fine, but his knees were shaking, speaking of shaking. And so it sort of went from there, and here we are 25 years later.
Well, one of the interesting things I read that one of you had said that a lot of bands, or most bands that have been out on the road for 20, 25 years, are kind of playing hits, but you guys have never really had a hit.
No.
Which, and the positive side of that is it kind of opens you up to kind of do
we
whatever.
We can play anything we want.
You can play whatever you want.
We're not bound by the hits.
So. Yeah, there's a college station here at UT that their motto is none of the hits all of the time. So maybe that applies to you, KVRX, or colleagues over there. So the new album you made with G. Smith, from some of us know him from Saturday Night Live and other things as well. So how did you hook up with him?
G has a kind of a cool thing that he does out in East Hampton on Long Island where he lives, and he has people come, and it's kind of like a storyteller's type thing where you talk about songs and the way that they came, and then he sits in with you. There was a song of ours called I Feel You, and he said, I mentioned to him that we hadn't cut it yet. He said, you know, I really like that song. He said, well, we haven't cut it yet. And he said, boy, I'd love to produce that. And so he did, and then we had a second day booked in the recording studio, and he said, I'll stick around if you want. And so we cut four more songs the next day, and so he ended up really producing five tracks on the new record, which was great. It was fun because we've had a couple of situations where we've had some other ears on the stuff that we've recorded, but mostly it's been it's just us self-produced, or Paul produced one record, and it's been very, very in-house. So to get somebody else's kind of take on things was really, I think, fun for us and helpful.
And you recorded it largely as a group together in the studio.
Those five we did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're here with the Bacon Brothers, and they're playing at Green Hall tomorrow night. So I got to ask you about growing up in Philadelphia. It's such a great music town, from the Philly sound of Bobby Rydell to John Coltrane. So
Philadelphia Orchestra.
That too.
Philadelphia Folk Festival. That was kind of my bailiwick. So, yeah, it's a great music town, but I don't think when you grow up in Philadelphia, you go, oh, wow, this is a great music town. You're just a kid in Philadelphia, and you're exposed to whatever music there is. And as I said, I started playing the cello when I was seven, and I knew all the names of the first chair players of the Philadelphia Orchestra more than I did the Phillies. And we kind of had that kind of a household where it was about music lessons and dance lessons and art lessons and all that kind of stuff. But the music was everywhere. And for instance, when I went to high school, none of the tough kids listened to the Beatles. It was all soul. It was all the Miracles and the Temptations and stuff. So I was always pulled in a lot of different directions. And then I was playing the banjo and the cello and stuff like that. So it is a great place to grow up. And I miss it sometimes.
the Bacon Brothers here live in Studio 1A. So the single off the new album, self-titled album, is Tom Petty T-shirt. Is there a story to be told behind that?
Yeah, there's always a story to be told. It's kind of a song about, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone and you see them struggling, you know, having a bad afternoon or a bad week or whatever it happens to be, I know for myself there's this immediate desire to try to fix it, you know, because and maybe that's a guy thing, I don't know, but you definitely you want to like get in there and make it all better somehow. And a lot of times, I don't feel like I necessarily have the skills, you know, or I don't always say the exact right thing or whatever. And so the song is kind of about how a simple gesture might be more effective in terms of that. Like, hey, take my old T-shirt, you know, which is kind of lame, but it's that's kind of the concept behind it. If that's too heavy, and it just happened that I was writing the song and Tom Petty had just passed, and you know, I was a big fan, loved his music and loved his songwriting and a lot of things about him and the Heartbreakers. So it just seemed to make sense that it was called Tom Petty T-shirt.
It's too hot for October, and she says it feels a lot more like July. Tonight she's just over lie after lie after lie. She puts on my Tom Petty T-shirt. She lets a tear fall over her heart. She says something about a missing bandana in a world torn apart. I don't think there's tools in my toolbox to fix this shattered work of art. She can't have my Tom Petty T-shirt with tear stains on her heart. Says his feeling is familiar. It seems like I've cried these tears before. Just as old as those old T-shirts in the bottom of the old drawer. She puts on my Tom Petty T-shirt. Does it need to be this hard? I don't think there's tools in my toolbox to pick this shattered working box. She can have my Tom Petty T-shirt with tear stains on her heart. Thank you. Sometimes it's okay to run and hide. Just sit and watch the night fall on the big sky.
Bacon Brothers are live in Studio 1A with us this afternoon, and that's the single off their brand new self-titled album, one called Tom Petty T-Shirt. And you can catch them tomorrow night. They'll be out at Green Hall. Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in and sharing the music with us. The band's going to stick around and do another tune for our concert club members, and we're going to close out the live portion of this. Thanks again to our engineers and to our multimedia staff. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I've got some Beach House tickets to their sold-out show coming up in a few minutes, so stick around for that. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.
Thanks, man.